nice.
Hey, that was really good this time.
Yes, you're visiting again the Caviar Station with myself, Josh.
And Ben.
That guy.
Ben. That guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this guy.
And this guy. See? Yeah. All right, today we're talking about automotive industries, automotive industry.
Aha, yes.
So you... we've discussed a tiny bit about the automotive industry from a driving perspective.
Correct.
Of like teenagers learning.
You can like learn to drive without actually being on the road. It's like a safer way to learn to drive.
Yeah. So this episode, we're going a little bit more into racing.
Racing,
Formula One,
like
NASCAR.
Building.
Well, maybe not NASCAR, but Formula One, you know, the other various ones. Of racing, basically, you know, drag racing. Drag racing is not a good example either, but motocross. Motocross is a good one.
Yeah.
So how can VR be used to make it better, to make it more efficient again?
Well,
to come back to this. How do we learn better?
So for somebody getting into the racing scene, it's kind of hard because all the best racers and drivers play on the same tracks. They race on the same tracks over and over and over. Well, if you're new to that, you get to that track, you don't know the ins and outs of that track yet. Well, you're going to have a bad time. You're going to be last, straight up. Mm-hmm. So how do you practice that track without practicing that track, without spending the money to practice that track? VR headset. Put the VR headset on. You'd probably be in a more expensive chair so that it actually moves with you.
Yeah, you get the haptics. You get the wheel.
And then you drive the track. You actually drive it, which is really cool of an idea. Forza. If you know Forza, the games, the racing VR, just simulator games, they're incredibly realistic when it comes to the tracks and the cars.
Yeah.
Like, they're really good driving games. I've played a couple of them over the years, and they're really just used for practicing to drive and learning to drive and also just having fun driving, which is fun, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting that you can just do it in VR and practice those really expensive tracks without ever stepping foot on that track.
Yeah. And we often bring you know, the message back that VR can make things safer. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know the stats. I'm afraid to look them up of how many people have had injuries or deaths because of the test runs, right? Because of those practice runs that they've taken. Whether it's, you know, again, a practice run in Formula One where you're like, I'm just getting to see, like I said, I'm new to the track. I'm going to test it out. Because what a lot of people might know about like Formula One racers is they will generally memorize the track in their head. And they memorize it from a left turn, right turn, left turn, right turn. Of what is the next turn I have
they
to worry about?
They can pretty much do it blindly.
Exactly, yeah. Like, well, yeah. They could tell you in their head, after the closing eyes, they could tell you, yes, I'm doing this turn, this turn, this turn. Well, that comes with experience, mm-hmm. right? From racing the track, number one, from doing it.
Yeah.
And from experience of being a racer, you get to, you know, train that muscle. Well, now we're saying is you don't need the time in the industry to build that muscle at the same rate.
Yeah.
Is it unfair to everybody who's been in the racing world for years and years and years? Maybe.
Maybe a little.
But again, I come back to
what
makes for better competition?
Definitely more people knowing what they're doing. Yeah,
somebody who's dominating the sport because they're the only ones who are in it,
or
where you've got 20 people who are all very well versed in this specific track. And they're all going to give a really, really good race.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more competitive to watch. I mean, I've always felt that something like the Olympics, it needs to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And competitive happens by people being good at, having an opportunity to be good at something.
Exactly.
A fair opportunity, right? So
I've never enjoyed failing competition.
No.
So if you are in a competitive game and you are like a really strong team and then you're against a team that's not as strong and you just completely dominate them, it's not really fun for either teams.
Yeah.
Yes, we're scoring and we're having fun, but it's like, it's the same as racing. If you're a really good racer and you're a really good driver and you're racing through the track and you're lapping the guy that you're against, it's not really fun for either of you, is it? It's not going to be like, you're going to get out of the car and go, I'm sorry. Like, that was dumb. And it's just not going to feel good. The whole point of competition is to have good competition. And that's what I love about sports and stuff. So if you can make there be better competition with racing or with driving in general, then absolutely.
Yeah. So in a classic Forza game, like you've played on your console, how many viewpoints do they give you from the car, typically?
A couple, like four or five.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are the most common ones that you see?
Well, from the driver's point, and then like third person, and then you can also get like it's like a cinematic view where you see a camera like up here, and your car is driving across the road, and then you can usually get like door views in the bottom.
There's also a front of car view, right? Where
right.
You're at the
yes.
road view where you don't see the car, you just see everything in front
right,
of you.
Right. That too. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are all. So I mean, just as a why do you think they provide all those different viewpoints? A real driver only has one viewpoint from where they're standing. So why would they give him multiples?
That's a good point. I mean, maybe it's just more fun to drive.
Sure.
That way.
It's giving you various options of how you want to navigate yourself. Sure. Yeah. I think that's fun. If you do it in VR though, I don't think you do it from I want to drive from the perspective of the front of the car.
Yeah.
You're now allowing your VR to give you, here's what's happening at the front of the car while you're driving like you're driving. Mm-hmm. And you're getting to see, you know, again, from a fan's perspective, you know, I'll be honest. I'm a fan who looks at NASCAR and kind of laughs. I'm like, you're turning left for however many hours. Is there really a lot of athleticism involved in this?
Well,
a lot
yes.
more than I thought. Lot more than I thought once I gave it a real deep dive and started learning is that, I mean, the whole mental game is something you cannot quantify unless you're in it. So now you give a fan a headset and you say, you know what? You're going to sit in a NASCAR with a driver, not for real, and you're going to sit through that 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours they have to do and understand how difficult this actually is.
It's very difficult.
And then we're going to give you a wheel. And then we're going to give you 40 buttons on that wheel, each one doing slightly something different. And now you're going to have to practice that. The world of Formula One racing has something like 20 or 30 professionals in it. That's it.
That's it.
Because there's so many different things that have
it's
to go right.
It's also really expensive.
It is. Because and
each of those cars are millions of dollars.
So we're saying now VR is allowing, it's going to open the world more, right? If you open up the world more to more people, hopefully, again, you can promote better competition. You can promote more revenue for the industry itself, right?
A good point that I just thought of. Imagine 15 of the 20 professionals for Formula One are all on an airplane and it crashes. And all of them die. This is the situation. Yeah. Now you've only got like five professionals left, and you're like, oh no.
It's not going to make
what
for,
are we going to do?
It's not going to make for good overall competition that way. So if we take an industry like racing that has been generally pretty selective over its duration, how long it's been there, and you open it up to not a more average individual, but just you open it up to more people because you've opened up the intro, I think you're allowing for just an overall better industry.
Exactly.
You don't want, especially something like sports, you don't want it to be narrow viewed in how it acquires its people, right?
Exactly.
You look at, again, we talked about the NFL. You look at the draft in the NFL, it's 200, over 200 players get drafted every year, but there's 50, 60,000, maybe more, who are actually eligible.
Yeah.
And they have that pool of people to go through and say, we want the best possible competition.
Yep.
You don't get that in other industries like racing. So you have to be much more selective in saying, well, we've only got 20 racers to choose from because that's how many guys actually want to race.
Exactly.
Because the rest of the world is like, I don't think I can do this for me.
So what about testing the designs of cars, like in VR?
I mean, that's... Design testing for automobiles has been around for however long now, right? You have your wind tunnel. They literally build wind tunnels to see how the air travels over the car. Well, you have to actually build a prototype to do that first.
So what happens if you didn't have to build a prototype and you put the wind tunnel in the virtual reality headset and then put the design in the wind tunnel
and you can see,
in VR?
Yeah, and you can clearly see, okay, I've got to make this elevate a little bit more on the left side here. So go into my model, raise up my model a little bit.
Yep.
And now I can retest it and see, okay,
so now
my
testing
airflow is this way.
Yeah. Costs actually
you're
nothing.
Your building costs less because you're losing less materials. All of it works in the favor of, you know, racing industry, pick up VR.
Come on.
It's about time, right? So, awesome.
Awesome. Anyways, so that's the end of that episode.
Flies by, man.
What? Sorry?
Time just flies
by.
Oh,
it's so fast. If you want to book a VR session for yourself and maybe try a racing game, we don't have any, head to controlvarcade.com. If you'd like to get into a Control V business of yourself and own one of these wonderful arcades, head over to virtualrealityfranchise.com. And if you want to email us directly about how stupid we are about racing games and all of this VR stuff, email us at ilovevr@controlvarcade.com.
Awesome. We'll see you next time.
See you guys next time.